5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Starting tomorrow, you get to vote for who you think should win Plumpest Pup.
These are big, fit puppies. Your dog is the best dog. We know that. Every dog parent feels that way, Anna. But let's face it, some of our animals, they've got a few extra pounds on them. And those are the animals we're looking for now.
Right. So when we heard that they created GLP-1 for dogs, that's Ozempic for dogs, we thought, wait a minute, we don't want to shame these puppies. They got a little extra love on them and we want to see them. Hey, Gabrielle.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on Macy being one of our finalists.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Tell us all about your plump pup.
Oh, well, she's fun. You know, she's a foodie, as you can tell. She loves eating food. And like I said on my intro there, she picks out all the chicken chunks out of her food bowl, has taken a hot dog out of my hand. So she loves food. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
You know, when they're finicky eaters and they only take what they want, that can be a little bit annoying. It can be a challenge as well, but sometimes it's just so funny and so cute. I've got a dog that all he does, he takes the beef bits out, Anna, and he won't eat his crunchies. And we're always like, come on, Baxi, eat your crunchies. And when he does eat his crunchies, it's a special day.
Yeah. Imagine as adults if we just went and took hot dogs out of people's hands and ate them. And no, I just nobody would think it was weird. It was just kind of cute that we did that.
You know, you can do that when you're like a toddler.
Yeah.
And it's the only time that you can do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right, so, Gabrielle, tell us about Macy, what kind of dog she is, how you got her, all her background.
So she's a Border Collie Australian Shepherd mix. I've got her. She'll be 9 in March on the 5th. I actually got her. I was supposed to get this other puppy. It's kind of a funny story. My mom and I went, and they sold the one original puppy I was supposed to get. So I was like, well, Mom, we still have to go. You know, we still got to go see the puppies, knowing we're coming home with a dog.
Right.
So we went, and sure enough, Macy was, like, chasing around these cats and then ran up to my mom. I was like, that's the one. That's it. That her. I need her. You know, so that's how I ended up getting her. My mom was like, oh, see, I knew we shouldn't have gotten this dog. And she was an escape artist, too. She would dig out, you know, from the fence and get out of there. And she would even attack. She's killed a groundhog before and getting chipmunks and stuff. Oh, yeah. She's crazy. She wouldn't eat them, though.
Did she play with them mostly?
Just the chase.
It was cats would bring in chipmunks to the house, you know, and drop them. And then Macy would be like the hunter and just would attack them right then and there. Oh, she's a killer.
How much does Macy weigh?
Last time I took her to the vet, she weighs 60 pounds.
Obviously, she looks about twice as wide as typical collies that I see, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, yep. She sure is.
But she looks very happy in her dog bed here, upside down, too. Like she just,
right.
Yeah, she looks thrilled with
living
herself.
The dream.
Yeah, and a big box of toys right over her shoulder. Like, it's a good
life. It is a good life for her, you know? Can't beat that.
If Macy was to do something heroic, amazing, you know, save a child, rid your yard of varmint, or anything like that, what would be the best present that you could give Macy?
Probably, I'd say steak, venison, anything meat, you know, don't feed her any vegetables. She doesn't like that. Anything meat, you know, meatball or anything like that, hot dog, you know, meatball. She'll take that. So, yeah. Anything meat for that dog.
Well, congratulations, Gabriella and Macy, making it to the finals. And let's hope the votes come in for her.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Good luck.
Remember to get ready to start voting coming up tomorrow on our Instagram and Facebook pages at Anna and Raven.